And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on this Friday morning. And we have a good show lined up for you here today. Later on, we're going to hear from Dr. David Pauls, general surgeon from Ascension Via Christi Hospital. We'll hear from Greg Eystone, Kansas State Research and Extension. And we're going to start things off, though, first with Karen Hibbard. She's the executive director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And she joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I'm going to test something out here while Dave's in the studio, and I want to see if he can communicate to you. Dave?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dave.
Oh, bless your heart.
We figured this out.
We fixed some things around here. Did Paul do that?
No, we were troubleshooting the last couple. Stephen Schaefer's the one who figured this out for us.
Well, we're going to high-five all of our tech staff around here. So.
Yeah, Paul's been working hard on this. So
he's been doing a lot of other things. Oh, man, my day is so much. It's just improved so much now that I can actually talk to you.
Well, it's always a delight to talk to you guys.
It is.
First of all, I want to thank you on behalf of the community. You guys have been very consistent in continuing to encourage everyone in a very interesting time that we are all experiencing with the coronavirus. So thank you. I know it's a challenge, not only with learning how to do things a bit differently, but just the lift that you give us every morning is greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Well, that's really nice. And now that you said that, I'm going to hold off on the 7 embargoed snake stories that I've collected throughout the week.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Welcome.
I really appreciate that, you because know, they are out.
It's the little things, Karen. I know. It's the little things.
All right. Well, Karen, I know you have a lot to cover here today, so I'll let you get started. I know things have changed a ton here as far as meetings. A lot of events been canceled.
Absolutely. You know, when we look back to the month of March, if we were rolling along in great fashion, anticipating the spring green, if you wish, as we welcomed in March. It came in very quietly, but certainly March has went out like a raging lion. Really, when things began to change for us, we were elated that we were, again, the host site for 2A state basketball. We were able to get in 2 days of state basketball, and then the decision was made that we needed to close down that tournament. So for the first time, Kansas High School will not have basketball champions. So again, as we made that, as Keisha made that determination, there was a lot of disappointed fans, athletes, and really a beginning of question of, so what next? What else? How else will we be seeing things change? Well, we saw things change in a hurry in our community with conferences being canceled. Our staff has been very diligent with the on the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the entire chamber side of working with meeting planners to see if they were, as they were canceling their meetings, what did that mean? Would they be able to reschedule? Would they be able to, are they totally having to cancel that meeting, or will they look to the following year in which to do that? So I wanted just to give you an idea of meetings that were canceled for the month of March and April. We worked directly with not all of the meetings, I talk about that often, but through March and April, we have lost 36 meetings or events due to the coronavirus. What does that mean for us as a community with that estimated economic impact? Those 36 meetings or events yield about $8 million. So as you can see, that that really affects a lot of businesses. I've heard Dave talk on the air about his personal business in the entertainment world, what that means for him. It means that hotels and conference centers are not being able to function. Off-site venues are not being able to function. Certainly restaurants and dining and those caterers that would complement a meeting, that isn't, those are not able to function. So that all wraps up into that nearly $8 million impact. The good thing that Manhattan has to look forward is Manhattan, when we are as a community, as a state, as a nation, and as a world, when we are able to get back to normal, our community is well set and people know that when they meet or have an event in our community, they have a great experience. And I know that now more than ever, the hospitality industry is eager to be able to shine and to be able to share that solid hospitality that is given when Manhattan is their chosen site.
And we don't know yet how long this is going to last as far as things being canceled and not held. But when it does finally lift, do you anticipate you'll have an influx of events being scheduled, maybe a little bit overwhelming even?
I think that most definitely is our goal. That would be nice to be flooded with a barrage of activities, right? Many of our conferences that we keep track of, some of those are not able to be rescheduled because of maybe its bylaws or the nature of their meeting or the activities that meeting entails. So we're keeping a close track as to, can those meetings be shoved back, moved back, so that they could meet in August or September? Then, you know, it's kind of the domino effect. With that, then is there meeting space available? What other things that were already scheduled that will be held? How are those things able to be movable? So I think we all are working together in order to make sure that we can accommodate people the best that we can. We really want to make sure that meetings can continue to be held here in our community, that there's a lot of different moving pieces that all have to work and work well together.
How far out have you had events canceled to? Are we talking just April, May, or any further?
Yes, beginning to look at June. I worked with a client yesterday that they had a June event, and they have made the decision that they're not going to be able to hold that meeting. So, you know, it's just a day-by-day conversation that we're having. And as those planners are looking as to what's best for their membership, for their organization, for their purpose of meeting, they're having to make that decision, and then we carry that message on. So it's a daily thing, as you well know, in the world that you are living in. Things change every day.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We're talking with Karen Hibbard, Vice President Director of the of Visit Manhattan, Kansas, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau here on the program today. And, you know, we've seen everybody adjust here, especially in the restaurants and hospitality industry. How would you rate how they're performing here through this?
Well, first of all, I think all of our listeners would definitely agree with me that our hospitality population has been hit very, very hard. But as they have said, we're down, but we're not out. They've come out with creative ways, specifically our dining venues. They've come out with creative ways as to how they can continue to serve the public. You know, curbside service, being able to order that favorite appetizer that you might have from one of your favorite restaurants. I really appreciate that. Drive-in service and seeing your friend in the car ahead of you. You know, who would have ever dreamed that would be the way that we would enjoy, quote, dining together. But the industry has been hit hard, but they will come back. I'm very proud of the way that they have thought and acted creatively in order to be able to just get people through this difficult time.
You know, it's been sad seeing some businesses temporarily close. There have been a few, especially in Aggieville, and there's been we saw the other day the Holiday Inn Express is temporarily closed. I know the Manhattan Town Center Mall is temporarily closed, and a lot of these will come back definitely. I'm a little bit curious your take on the mall itself, because I know malls are struggling already as a nationwide thing here, but will we see how hard will the mall be hit by this, do you think?
Well, Brandon, I'm not able to answer that question. I think that time will tell what our Main Street America looks like. I think that there will be as much as people have obeyed and need to continue to obey the stay-at-home quarantine, when that is lifted, I think people will be eager to be out and about. As we know, people are struggling in order to continue to keep their doors open. You know, certainly most businesses function in such a razor-thin operation that it's difficult to know, okay, if this is going to last for another 3 months, will we really be able to open the doors? So time will tell on that. When I look at what makes Manhattan unique, certainly the mall is a great entity. Our unique shops are so attractive. We know that people come to Manhattan to do shopping and dining. Those two things are very important. But what will we look like when we come out of this? I think it's too early for us to tell. You are right. The Holiday Inn Express currently is closed. They will open their doors again when this is all over. It just was a business decision for them. Our hotel occupancy, I usually share that with our listeners on a regular basis. I receive the information on a weekly basis, and my most recent star report reflects the week of March 22nd through the 28th. We had for the week, our hotel occupancy was 21.3%. That's even lower than what we normally have during the Christmas, New Year time when people are really staying with their loved ones. So we're seeing really, really low occupancy. Anywhere from our lowest day was last Saturday at a 13.3% occupancy. So that really reflects that our travelers are abiding and not traveling. We have very few visitors or folks that currently are using our hotels, our lodging, like they traditionally are used.
Yeah, and boy, that's really sad to hear, because what would we typically have at this time of year? You mentioned 21%. That normally that would be much, much higher.
Oh, absolutely. Last year, that same week, our occupancy was 78.1% for the week. And that Saturday, since I compared what Saturday's occupancy was this year at 13.3%, last year, that Saturday's occupancy was 96.4%.
Wow. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, this is a time of year when people are starting to get out and starting to plan vacations, and right now, I mean, that looks pretty dismal at this point, what the travel season is even going to look like.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, I know it's a bummer, and it's something we just all kind of have to get through together. But, on a positive note, there are still things we can enjoy. You know, of course, the great outdoors is we have a lot of things turning green right now, and I do challenge people to get out if they can safely, drive their car and just enjoy the outside, the scenery.
Absolutely. And Manhattan, today really is not Groundhog Day, although you might look out your window and think, we're back to winter. Oh, wait, we are, just for a short amount of time. I heard the weather forecast. I believe Dave said that it's going to be 80 degrees later this next week, so things will just continue to green up and be more beautiful and encourage each one of us. But I would encourage you to go to our website, visitmanhattanks.org. You will be able to flip through our visitor's guide virtually and be inspired by the great photography that's in there, and then ideas as to how can you get out and enjoy the Manhattan area. Again, I really encourage you to social distance. We encourage people to get out and enjoy our trails that we have, but take a look at our visitor's guide. There's also some fun things that you'll find on our website. Our communications team has created a fun activity book that focuses on Johnny Caw. There's some fun activities in that activity book for people of all ages. We had discussion as to when you do a maze, do you start at the beginning or do you start at the end and work backwards? And so Hopefully, as you take a look at visitmanhattanks.org, you'll smile at the community that we live in, enjoy, and get to entice people when travel is encouraged again, get to come to Manhattan to enjoy.
You know, Karen, one of the things you talked about was the trails, and you've got a nice little link to something that's, I guess it's in your guide with all the different trails that are listed, and you talk about things getting green. I had a listener that sent in a number of pictures of his tulips.
Yes.
You know, and you know, it'd be about time, you know, Wamego would be having their tulip festival, and, you know, it's wherever you go that life has been disrupted. You know,
right.
Especially in terms of events. But you know, we've got a lot of beautiful things that you can see and do on a nice, healthy walk and, you know, hitting one of our trails or in the parks. But you just got to be conscientious of people that are out there and try to keep distance from everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Karen, hopefully we'll be talking in better times next month when we talk with you again in early May. And we just want to let you know that we're all pulling for you guys at the Convention Visitors Bureau and all of our local businesses here and hospitality. Don't matter. We're all in this together.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Dave. Stay well.
All right. Stay tuned. And thank you for joining us here. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.